What?
That's weird, straight up.
Yeah, straight from the streets.
Yep.
That's how it plays it.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. I didn't get that whole story, Josh. Don't worry. I got Eric saying, that's crazy. We got great week 10? Yeah, week 10. Got a bunch of good games, a bunch of bosses, a bunch of bums. Eric knows how to make a game be a firecracker. Just say it's going to suck. We got plenty to talk about. We got a lot of games to get through. I think I'm taking a pie because the only pie bet we did was that there was going to be over 350 rushing yards in this Sunday night game, and that don't look like it's happening.
Not even close.
All right, boys, how we doing? How we doing? How's everybody's teams looking?
Yeah, I'm going to win in Dynasty. Put me back in the number one spot, so that's pretty good.
I'm going to lose in Dynasty because I inherited an absolutely awful team, but my other three leagues I'm looking good in.
That other Dynasty league we're in, though, Eric, you're going to win there, and you could jump all the way up to like the first place or second place.
I'm hoping to just squeak into the playoffs in that league, and you and me end up in the title game, so we can gloat.
If you win this week and a couple other things fall your way, you could be setting at the two seed.
Good. Absolutely. I'll take a bye. Sure. Fantastic.
Yeah. But we got a lot to go on. My redraft team is giving me a heart attack right now because even though I have Tyreek Hill and Lamar Jackson, who they pulled in the fourth, and we'll talk about that with bosses, I still am almost going to get beat. Oh, it's rough.
Mm.
All right, boys, let's just get into these bosses. Unless you got something you want to add, Josh.
No.
I know you said, okay. All right, first boss. You guys want to start quarterback? Let's do quarterback bosses. Eric.
Cool.
You got any quarterback bosses out there? Yeah, I just threw you off.
Yeah, Kyler Murray was pretty good today. 324 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did throw that pick. It kind of hurt. He had a little bit of, he had some running. He scampered a bit, 3 for 38. So good day for him. And then Josh Allen was good in the Buffalo game. On the ground, more that so. Yeah, those rushing touchdowns really saved his day because he wasn't fantastic through the air, but he was all right. And yeah, so far, Dak's looking pretty good. So is Kirk Cousins, but we'll see how the rest of their games go.
Josh, you got any quarterback bosses?
Yeah, I got a surprise pick. Maybe you guys didn't pick up on this, but this guy scored 30.3 points in 4-point passing touchdown leagues. That's Mr. Danny Dimes, boys. I don't know if you're tracking that. That's right.
So he's really good in good matchups.
308 passing yards and 4 tugs, boys. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Not too shabby. But he kept that turnover streak alive, though.
Oh, boy.
Josh Adams ripped that ball straight out of his hands and took it to a touchdown.
Yeah, potato.
Did you guys see that? Did you see that? That is one of the, oh, my God, watch that play. He's like, I'm going to tuck it and go down. And Adams like, no, that's my ball. Like, straight up Debo'd him and threw him to the ground and then ran it in for a touchdown.
I love the Debo reference.
You got any other ones, Josh?
Well,
nobody's going to say Lamar Jackson?
Well, I mean, I thought I was going to leave that one for you. That was the obvious choice of the day, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. But it's not one of my games. That's not one of my games.
Well, Lamar Jackson, yes, he was the number one quarterback on the week, 33.4 points. He was 15 of 17 passing for 223 yards, 3 tugs, and then he went ahead and ran for 65 yards and a tug as well. And, of course, that one play that he made where he juked a couple defenders and then he hit a 360 spin move that was just beautiful.
Oh, it's Madden. It was Madden. Yeah, it was the B button.
My wife was watching the replay, and she's like, I thought he was moving really fast, and then he started moving really fast. And I was like, yeah.
So
he only played 3 quarters. He got pulled, like, beginning of the fourth quarter for RG3. He even pitched the ball to RG3.
Yeah, he did.
He's very good at football right now.
Is he what we hoped? Like, I know it's early. It's why his second year, right? Is he what we all hoped Mike Vick would be? Do we think he can be that?
See, I don't want to say that because Mike Vick was ridiculously awesome.
I mean,
I think we get caught up too much.
I mean, he was, but at the same time, could Lamar have the team around him to actually win?
Maybe. Well, I wonder too with Mike Vick. If Mike Vick came out as a rookie in this type of NFL,
oh, that's true though, where they can't hit you or like mess you up all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, they hit you high, they hit you low or anything, something bad.
That's a good point.
Just think, because Mike Vick took Virginia Tech on his shoulders to a national championship.
He did it with the Falcons. I mean, they didn't have a lot. He got them, what, to an NFC title game, right? So.
Yep. I only got one boss quarterback. That's Patrick Mahomes, and I don't even know why you even say it. It's just Patrick Mahomes.
Patty. It's Patty Mahomes, yeah.
Yeah. Bum quarterbacks. You guys got some bum quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jameis. Thanks a lot, idiot. You know, I had a gut feel. I swapped him with Josh Allen, or I swapped Josh Allen out with him in redraft, and man, because I thought, you know what? He'll get his. He'll be okay.
He wasn't bad. He still had 18 points.
18 points.
He still had 18 points. It wasn't
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, Kyler Murray had Josh Allen had 25. I should have played Josh Allen. Jameis continues to burn me over and over again. He's my bum.
Makes
sense. Okay. Josh, you got any quarterback booms?
Well, I pulled Ryan Tannehill out today, who had a pretty decent game, 18.9 points. And I put in who started for Indy again?
Brian Hoyer.
It doesn't matter because he's terrible. He was atrocious today. He had 3 interceptions. But outside of him, because obviously we weren't expecting him, but Jared Goff.
There we go. You know, he only outscored Taysom Hill by 0.6 points. Oh,
goodness. He barely completed 50% of his passes for 243 yards, and he had 2 interceptions. Like, he was horrible today.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I'm really glad I traded for him in in Dynasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bum quarterback, Drew Brees. Pretty much his whole, other than Michael Thomas, the whole New Orleans offense was bummish.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to say Matt Ryan was kind of a bum, but it wasn't that bad. That New Orleans defense was good, but Marshawn Lattimore came out. He should have had a better game.
Well, I'll say it right now. Aaron Rodgers was a huge bum this week.
He was a huge bum last week. That was
the other, that was my other
one. 233 yards and
Aaron Rodgers.
Nothing.
That's the other one. Aaron Rodgers. Yep. Those are the bums. Running back bosses, Josh. Who you got as your boss for the running backs?
Well,
you know what? Let me go first because I have the number one running back.
Okay, go ahead.
As a Derrick Henry, 33 points. I mean, 188 yards on the ground. He caught 2 passes because why not? It's Derrick Henry. And he ran for, 2 touchdowns. And he was just running all over the Kansas City offense. And we'll get in that game in a minute. But Derrick Henry, holy guacamole. Aaron Jones gets 3 touchdowns. Surprise, surprise. I'm not calling Christian McCaffrey a boss because guess what? He's supposed to do that.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
He only beat his projection by 0.6.
Oh.
I love having him in redraft. It's been a wonderful year with Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, the
and that's really it for my bosses.
The bosses weren't too thick on the running back side. I didn't have any out of my games actually.
I'm going to drop a shout out to Rojo.
Mm-hmm.
Only 29 yards rushing on the ground, but he got that touchdown and 8 for 77.
Yeah.
In the air.
And he fumbled the ball on the drive prior to the thing, and then he never was in the game
still
again.
Still a good day for him though.
So if you want to if you haven't passed your trade deadline, sell Ronald Jones for whatever you can get.
Yeah, sell him high for sure.
I bleep myself.
Yeah,
you see
very
that?
Proud of you, bud. Bleep yourself.
Nicky Chubb had a good day. I mean, he didn't find the end zone, unfortunately, but he had a good day.
He actually got outscored by Kareem Hunt, though. Are we nervous? We'll talk about that.
No, then we can't forget about the guy who had 3 touchdowns today, right? Huh? Aaron Jones.
I said Aaron Jones. I said Derrick Henry and Aaron Jones. I said Aaron Jones had 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. I didn't catch it either.
Bomb running backs.
There's just so many.
David Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to bring him up. If you started him,
go ahead.
Sorry.
Eric.
That whole Arizona rushing attack just was awful. I hope you didn't start any of them, but I think I said not to. But then I said do the opposite of what I say. So you probably played him. Sorry.
Well,
I'm going to go through the bums really quick. Todd Gurley, bum. Devonta Freeman, bum. Jalen Samuels, bum. David Montgomery, bum. Latavius Murray, bum.
Saquon.
Bum.
Marlon Mack.
Bum. Kalen Ballage, even though he's a bum anyway, he's still a bum.
Double bum.
Mark Ingram, bum.
Super bum.
He found the end zone too, which is crazy. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, think if he didn't find the end zone.
I'm so glad I traded him because he just keeps losing more and more carries and goal line opportunities to Lamar Jackson.
Frank Gore, bum.
Devin Singletary, bum.
We got it, okay? There's a lot of bums. We got it.
A lot of bums.
I'm not drafting any running back.
Wide receiver boss. Since I stole it from you, Josh, go ahead and take wide receiver bosses.
Oh, number one. I had the number one and number two this week. That would be your number one wide receiver with 37.8 points, Mr. Christian Kirk. He only caught six passes, but it doesn't hurt when they're for 138 yards and three tutters, okay? That's a pretty good game. And then Darius Slayton. That's right. I said he was a dart throw this week. Well, guess what? I was wrong about that. 34.1 points.
It was a dart throw. It just hit a bullseye.
It hit like 10 bullseyes because he had 10 for 121 and two tutters. 14 targets for my boy. So
I played
good job.
Him in redraft. Oh, yeah.
You going to bring up the other guy for the Giants?
Golden Tate with 23.5.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's a pretty good game, but I don't know if that's a boss game. 23.5, I mean, come on. We're talking.
It's 10 points over. It's 10 points over his projection.
We're talking elite boss stats here.
Wow. Then I got Tyreek Hill at 33 points and Michael Thomas, who gets 28.2 points in PPR without a touchdown.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It's a tough day.
And hopefully the league comes back and says that last catch he has was a touchdown because it looked like it was. They just didn't want to review it because the game didn't count. It wouldn't matter. So if they come back, whoo, six more points.
I don't think.
You got any bosses out there?
Josh stole my thunder with Christian Kirk, but I'll go with Jarvis Landry, who I said not to worry about because he had 9 for 97 and a score. So, yeah, hopefully he did play him. Again, go against what I say because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So
that is true. You know nothing.
Call me John Snow.
Bum wide receivers, Josh. Go ahead, take away. Just name off some bums. There was a bunch.
I'm
of bums
so
there.
Thankful that I told you guys Juju was going to be a friggin' bum. I was so right, and it feels so good.
But you did say start MVS over him, and MVS had zero.
I don't care. I feel
you were wrong
I don't
there.
Care, I feel good about it.
You were wrong you there.
That's MVS 7 points. Second is goose egg in a row. BT Dubs.
Yeah. Well, I got something about that. We get
another bum. We didn't talk about this game, but the Thursday night bum of Tyrell Williams, 5.5 points. That was kind of disappointing. And then did I have the indie game? No, Eric had the indie game, so we won't talk about that.
You can do it. Go for it.
Zach Pascal, man. He was my hero this week, but a lot of that was Brian Hoyer's fault.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. Well, if Brisket wasn't out.
Yeah, that was just – it was bad. It was embarrassing.
Oh, I think they downgraded him right after we finished recording, I saw. So.
And then let's Cooper Kupp with 0 points in the day, boys.
Oh, what happened, Coop? That hurt real bad.
Zero. Four targets, no receptions, no nada.
Well, he lives and dies with Goff, and he's been just straight awful
of
the year.
He got just as many points as Brandon Cooks did today, so.
And Corey Davis, and MVS, and Sterling Shepard, and Dante Moncrief.
Yeah, but Brandon Cooks was inactive, and that's why.
Yeah. All right, yeah, those are some of the bums. You guys got any tight end bosses?
Doyle had a decent week, 3 for 44 and a score. So,
I think if you are going to talk about bosses right now, you got to mention Mark Andrews. He had two of those touchdowns from your boy Lamar Jackson. We talked about how he had a great game last time whenever they played, and he continued that again. 23.3 points. Right now he's the number one tight end of the week. And I was surprised to see that Greg Olsen in PPR. He's the third best tight end right now with 17.8 points. Kyle Allen had a career high in passing yards and a snow globe. That was pretty good. So can't beat it.
And then we got Kyle Rudolph with two tutters against my boys right now. So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah. He's got three receptions for 9 yards
was weird.
And two touchdowns.
O.J. Howard, get rid of him. Don't think that's going to keep happening.
It probably won't. He had a fantastic matchup. So good streaming option this week. But other than that, yeah.
All right, boys, let's get into the last boss I want to say is the Pittsburgh defense with 30 points.
Oh. Yeah. I guess that's
– I'm so glad I owned
them. Did anybody actually see that coming?
Yeah, I started them in our dynasty league.
I thought for sure the Rams would have a decent day against them, but whatever.
It's Jared Goff's noodle arm, man. That Steelers defense says they remind me of the Tampa Bay team from the early 2000s.
What?
That cannot move the ball in offense. And the defense is like, well, if we're going to win this, we have to do is the old Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks defense.
Oh, that was such a good defense.
They were fantastic.
John Lynch murdering people from the safety position. Oh,
yeah, when you could murder people over the middle. Yeah, that was good times.
All right, let's get into these games. I'm going to start it off Kansas City at Tennessee. We already talked about the only Tennessee player worth talking about, and that's Derrick Henry. Other than that, they were all blue. Tannehill was okay, but it wasn't nothing good. He threw for like 150 yards. Now, Kansas City side of the ball, LeSean McCoy was inactive. What this is telling me is they're done with him. Damian Williams got most of the carries.
No. You got to read. What they said was they were giving him a rest day because they're going to need him down the stretch.
Okay. Yeah, a rest day. And then they rest him to being inactive.
Because he's old.
Because Lewis Riddick was on ESPN talking, and he's a former GM. Like, he's worked in front offices, and he knows a lot of stuff about GM stuff. He said, you see this a lot. You see they start off really good. They start losing a little bit of work. They go surprise, healthy scratch, and then a couple weeks later, they're cut from the team. It's just keep your eyes on. I'm not saying they're going to cut him, but I'm just saying if they're done, they're done with him.
I just wonder who they have waiting in the wings on, like, the practice squad that they want to elevate. Like, is that what they're doing it for? Or?
Well, they said they wanted to get the rookie. Who's the rookie running back? Darwin Thompson. Yeah. They wanted to get him more work.
Okay.
And they still have Darrell Williams and the Williams brothers.
The Williams brothers.
But Damian Williams got all the work. Even though he fumbled, they kept giving him the work even in later in the game, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. Damian Williams did fumble, which kept his day pretty weak. Tyreek Hill, we already talked about. But other than that, really, in this game, Travis Kelce balling out of control and having a great time on himself.
You know, I traded for him in a redraft relief. Got rid of the brisket and Cortland Sutton for him. Real happy about it.
For who?
For Kelce.
For who? Oh, God, made out like a bandit. Mecole Hardman, 1 for 63 at a touchdown. So, and he's fast, man. He caught that, and they missed one tackle, and he said, see you.
Is he the fastest man alive?
No, I think Tyreek Hill could outrun him in a foot race.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Tyreek Hill.
No. Mecole Hardman. One catch.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah. Tyreek is the fastest.
And that's really about it for this game. Josh, what's the first game you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about it, but the Jets and Giants – like I said, Danny Jones had a great day.
It was a fun game.
It was surprisingly a good game. And the Jets came out on top, even though they just lost the Dolphins. But the Dolphins are also now not the worst team in the NFL. And they have the longest winning streak in their division, the AFC East. That's correct.
Check. Oh, actually, do you guys know who has the longest active win streak in the AFC right now?
No. Is it Baltimore? I guess Baltimore.
Nope.
Not a clue.
The Dolphins.
Well, Baltimore also has the same one then.
Yeah.
What was it, two games?
Yeah, two games.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just funny that the Dolphins have it. We haven't talked about it.
Yeah. The Jets showed up to kind of play football. I mean, they won. They won. It was ugly. Bell had a terrible game. He saved it with a touchdown. Demaryius Thomas was the leading receiver, but Jamison Crowder caught the touchdown. So it was just a weird game. Jamal Adams is what really sealed this team. I mean,
Jamal Adams, he's a beast.
Such a great player. The Jets.
And that's why the Cowboys are going to sell the farm for him. The Cowboys were going to sell the farm for him in the trade deadline.
They should have.
They were trying to.
Maybe.
Well, they tried to, and the Jets wanted more. The Jets wanted like 2 ones and 2 twos. And
it was you kind of expected the Jets to not be able to let Le'Veon Bell run, but whenever you see, you know, Saquon Barkley struggle the way that he did to run the ball, I mean, he had 1 yard. 1 yard. 13 attempts and 1 yard. I mean, that's not what you want from your first round pick. I mean, he did have 5 catches for 30 yards, but What a bust of a day, man. Especially against this Jets defense you thought he was going to be able to be pretty good against.
The Jets' run defense is pretty good. They can't rush a passer, but they're decent against the run.
Yeah, well, so they did it. Is Darius Slayton, let's talk about this real quick. Is Darius Slayton the receiver to own?
No, Golden Tate is.
Okay.
Just on his body of work. I mean, Golden Tate. I would say Tate.
Yeah, Golden Tate's going to get, like, this was a really good game, and the Jets have no big wide receivers. But Golden Tate, yeah, he only had 4 catches, but he's just, I think he's a safer play. Darius Slayton's a high upside. Like, if you want to go into plus matchups, but if they don't have a plus matchup coming up, then I'm not really going to ride.
Yeah, and if Eric Ingram or Evan Ingram ever decides to get healthy again, he'll take a lot of targets away from Slayton, I think, but not so much Tate. If he gets healthy.
Loser. And don't worry, the Giants are on a bye next week, so you ain't starting any of them next week.
All right.
Eric, what's your first game you want to
talk about? We'll start with the Cards and the Bucks.
Oh, getting the big one out of what?
So, Kyler Murray, great day, because they couldn't get anything going on the ground. So, he had to chuck it 44 times. But his receivers pay dividends for that. So, we talked about Christian Kirk earlier, 6 for 138 with 3 scores. But everybody got a piece. Andy Isabella, he only had 3 catches, but he had 78 yards. So, in a best ball league, or, you know, if you had to run him for a bye and fill him in, he still had a good day for you. Larry Fitz, 8 for 71. So, they all looked pretty good. And on the team,
did you guys see the fake punt that the Cardinals ran?
No.
It was a fake punt, double end around, back to the punter who bombed it down the field for 26 yards.
Good for you.
Looked good.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, unfortunately, Tampa Bay is still in the league and has a lot of big names that everybody wants to play, but they don't really turn out so much. So you got Jameis, 1 touchdown, 2 picks. Decent day, 18 points. I know we had a lot of quarterbacks on bye, so you probably had to play him, especially in 2 QB leagues. So he did okay for you, but not great. Peyton Barber, if you had to plug him in, he did get a score on the ground. Not a great, great day for him. We talked about Rojo earlier. Really nice day through the air. Mike Evans, not his best week. He hurt you a little bit. He only had 12 points. Godwin looked good, though. He had 13. And O.J. Howard, if you streamed him, like I said not to, lucky you.
Yeah. Godwin's still getting the targets. It's like his third – I think it's Godwin's third straight game with under 75 yards, but he's still getting a lot of targets, so don't go away from him just yet.
He's getting a lot. He's still getting almost the most, yeah. So he was second on the team.
I might have missed it, Eric, but which running back from Arizona do you want to own going forward? Kenyon Drake or David Johnson?
Kenyon Drake got more targets in the air. I would go with Kenyon Drake, especially if you're in PPR. In standard, I don't think you want anybody.
And he got more carries on the ground, too.
He had 10 to Johnson.
And he looked, 5. Honestly, he looks faster than David Johnson does in that backfield. David Johnson looks slow getting the outside. Does. I don't know if it's his back still messed up.
More than likely, he had back and ankle issues coming into this game. So, you know how we are with soft tissue stuff. So, especially a back injury. I mean, we saw that sideline J.J. Watt. I mean, his was a lot more severe, but it's still lingering to this day. So,
yep. All right. Next one, the surprise game of the day, Atlanta, New Orleans. Mm. It was 26-9. If I told you that score and you didn't watch any football today, you'd be like, oh, the Saints scored 26 points and the Falcons only got 9. Nope, you're wrong. Atlanta goes into New Orleans and beats them. 7-1 versus 1-7, and it goes exactly the way nobody saw it coming. Matt Ryan, 2 touchdowns, did throw an interception, only 182 yards, but they were up. Devonta Freeman got hurt, left with an ankle injury. We'll see what happens with that, if he's back or not. The one good thing is if he's healthy, he is the workhorse back there. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but he is the guy getting the touches. So,
well, Ito's on the IR, right? So
Ito's on the Brian Hill and Kenyon Barner are the other two running backs.
There we go.
Stash them away for a rainy day.
Yep. So there's that. Julio Jones. The streak is back on. 6 straight games without a touchdown.
Yes. Oh, poor Julio owners.
You guys getting nervous?
Yes.
We getting nervous about Julio again?
No, I'm excited.
I think that's pretty much – I mean, if you draft him, you know that's what you're getting. You're probably going to get a ton of yards, a ton of receptions, and you're going to have hopefully you get 10 touchdowns on the year if you're lucky. Because it just happens year in and year out. So,
all right. Alvin Kamara was back. He out-snapped Latavius Murray. Latavius Murray did get one more carry, but Alvin Kamara got more of the work, got all the passing down work. He's obviously the guy there. We didn't even question that, but he was there. He did get the work. He didn't do nothing with it, really, but he was there, and he got it. He saved his day with 8 catches. If not that, he would have been completely
useless. That was all in garbage time. Like, he wasn't getting any of the work. He was actually out-touched by Latavius Murray in the first half, and I was like, what the heck is going on? What is – why? Yep. Why? Where is he? And they were like, well, we're just easing him back. Yeah, well, you guys eased right on into a loss is what you eased into.
Yep. And then Drew Brees did nothing. He was as useful as any terrible quarterback he would have started. Problem is, he's Drew Brees, so you started him. Michael Thomas, we already talked about that, boss out of control. Jared Cook had a good game for a tight end, 6 for 74. So Jared Cook is a tight end with a heartbeat.
Yeah. He sure is.
And I don't know what to say about the Saints. Last thing I do want to say. Oh, all right, real quick. Austin Hooper left in the fourth quarter with a knee injury. So this is the number one tight end going down with a knee injury. We no updates on it yet. It happened late in the fourth quarter, so I don't know if he could have came back and they just decided not to bring him back in or what. Also, Marshawn Lattimore, the number one corner for the Saints, left with a thigh. We'll see if he can play next week. The reason I say that is because they play Tampa Bay next week. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. So, And Marshawn Lattimore loves playing against
Mike he does. Evans.
Remember that was at Goose Egg last time they played?
Yep. I think that's correct.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see.
Or is it a really bad game?
See if I can find anything on old Austin Hooper here.
There's been no updates yet. They haven't set any updates on either of the guys. That was it. I looked it up before we got here. But that's really it from the game. Moving on, Josh, what's your next game?
I got Baltimore and Cincinnati, 49-13. Baltimore just wrecked house today. Lamar Jackson also did leave in the third quarter, not with an injury, but with a W. So that was pretty – yeah.
Was he eating the W like Jameis?
No, he's not that stupid. He
Lamar wins with grace.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson just – he played stupid today, just out of his mind. What a great, almost a perfect QBR of 99.8. You can only go up to 100, so great there. His passer rating was 158.3. That is perfect. RG3 came in, threw an interception almost immediately, so there's that.
Exactly. So if you play in one of those dumb leagues where you get, like, the team quarterback and not just a player, like, you get Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, that hurts you a little bit.
So you save yourself an injury. Yeah, it hurts you. You lost 2 points because of – stupid RG3 coming in there.
You should have picked the team with Blake Bortles backing people up. I mean, whatever.
Blake Bortles actually came in and threw a pass tonight.
Boy, I know.
Lamar Jackson also led the team in rushing, 7 carries. He did have that one long, beautiful run of 47 yards. The Bengals were just helpless here. And like we talked about, Mark Ingram's getting less and less work. He only had 34 yards. He had the touchdown. It kind of saved his day, but we kind of have to start going away from the tight ends.
But he is the running back there.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
but he doesn't run the ball.
As far as receivers goes, there's Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown, who had 4 for 80 and a touch, and then there's
tight ends.
There's just tight ends. Like, they have other receivers, but you don't really know who they are because Lamar Jackson doesn't look.
Willie Snead didn't get a catch till RG3 came.
Yeah, he doesn't look that way. Nick Boyle, 4 for 78. Hayden Hurst, 2 for 20. Mark Andrews, 6 for 53. I mean, the tight ends are the story here, and it's going to be Mark Andrews. He's your guy.
You know Lamar Jackson had 3 drives till he had an incomplete pass, right?
That's absurd. But he's just a running quarterback.
And he can't run through the ball.
And if you guys were wondering what the Bengals had in Ryan Finley, you don't need to guess anymore because they have nothing in Ryan Finley.
He did throw 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, well, one to the other team.
Marcus Peters jumping around.
So his QBR, honestly, to compare and contrast, his QBR was a fifth of what Lamar Jackson's was. His was 20.1. So in case you're
– Well, yeah. So, hold on. Do you guys think that Marcus Peters loves the fact that he has good old Earl Thomas behind him? So now he can just jump routes. He's like, I got a safety over the top that will just cover my – if I get beat. And I'm just going to jump routes.
That's what he does.
Like, I think we forgot about this because – you know, the Rams are good, but who are their safeties? You know, like
Eric Weddle?
Do they have one? No, he's not there.
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh, is he there? Oh, yeah, he's there this year. That's right.
Yeah, he lit up a big.
But you know what I'm saying, like
a big play to Deontay Johnson tonight. I saw it.
Okay. Well, there was that. Joe Mixon though, you said
no. I haven't gotten to that side of the ball yet. Joe Mixon, 30 for 114. Right when we said give up on him, they give him the ball 30 times in a matchup where they had no business running. So if you're trying to figure out what the Bengals are doing, good luck. Yeah, good for you, Joe Mixon. No one receiver wise is really relevant unless you started Tyler Kreifert, who got the touchdown, 2 for 20 and a touchdown. I mean, Tyler Boyd, 6 for 62. Auden Tate, 3 for 36. It was just a disappointing effort. And your boy, Leif Erickson, 0 for 0, bud. 2 targets, 0 catches for 0 yards. And that is
– good old Leif Erickson.
That is it. Start all your Ravens and maybe start Joe Mixon. That's pretty much
– Well, and give the update on A.J. Green. He got a setback.
We talked
– They don't know if he's going to play.
We talked about that on Thursday.
I know, but just he didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't play. He'll never play. And I don't blame him for not coming back to play. I mean, this team's atrocious. Just take the year off, A.J.
Mm-hmm.
The checks are the same. Who cares?
Yep.
All right, Eric. What's your next game?
I'll get the Bills and the Browns out of the way. Another poop fecta game. Watching these guys go back and forth. 19-16 final score. What?
It's Baker's best game of the year.
Yeah.
It's exactly. His first 2 touchdown game. So
what I said stands. Poop fecta. Yeah. So 238 and 2 scores. That's your best game of the year. You're supposed to be touted as a top 5 QB in fantasy this year.
Well, it's his first 2 touchdown game through the year. I don't know. He's playing more yards.
Sad day for Baker. Sad year for Baker and Browns fans in general. Per year. Nick Chubb had a serviceable day on the ground. Unfortunately, he didn't find the end zone. Jarvis Landry was the big play today for the Browns. 9 for 97 for 1 score. We talked about him earlier. Odell, 5 for 57. Get you 10 points. Congrats. Hope you didn't have to play him. What's up?
The one good thing about Odell is they went to him early and often. He caught a pass interference play on the goal line, and they have no goal line offense. I think Freddie Kitchens doesn't know what to do on the goal line. He thinks it's a dinner line or something. I don't know.
Is this the line we get into stand for to get beer? What is this?
He's still got 12 targets, so you can't go away from him yet because the volume's still there. He's just not getting passes in the vicinity, and he's got a huge catch radius. I don't understand what the problem is, but it's not happening for those guys. Kareem Hunt, a lot of good work in the passing game too, so keep an eye on him. If you were one of those guys that stashed him for the entire year, that might pay dividends down the stretch for the playoffs, so keep an eye on him. All right, on the Buffalo side of the ball, we got Josh Allen saved his day. We talked about it earlier with the 2 rushing scores, which you kind of have to expect. He's not the greatest passer in the world, but he can run. And Smoke, 5 for 77. He was the best. 11 targets. So stick with him. He's not going to get you there every week. He's a solid flex option, I would say. Probably nothing more than that. But he's got, you know, wide receivers.
Speaking of flex options, Cole Beasley, baby.
He had 4 for 74. He didn't get in the end zone this week, so he broke that streak. But, yeah, I mean, if you're hurting.
If I'm in a 3-wide receiver league, I'm starting Cole Beasley.
You do you.
If I'm hurt, you know what I'm saying? If I'm in a 3-wide receiver league and I need a guy, just a safe little guy down there, the poor man's, you know, the Oliver Twist version of Julian Edelman.
Oliver Twist.
Give me Cole Beasley.
The poorest version of Julian Edelman, yeah.
He's the Tiny Tim version of Julian Edelman.
Yep.
Are we talking about the Scrooge version where he does backflips?
Oh, no, not that one. Old crutchety Tiny Tim.
And then if you were using Frank Gore, get rid of it. Stop running Frank Gore. Devin Singletary's the guy there. He got all the work today. So not a lot, but he got the most.
All right. What's that face about, Josh?
Nothing.
Devin Singletary looks good running the ball. It's just they have a bad team. Their offense just isn't great.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to do a fun game real quick. We're going to do Detroit at Chicago. I wake up this morning. The phone's going off. Matthew Stafford has broken bones in
his
back.
When?
And doctors, he was trying to play. And doctors said, you have broken bones in your back. You are not medically cleared to play. He's like, no, I can do it.
He looked fine standing on the sideline. I don't understand.
Yeah. They call me snapback, you know, so I feel like it'll snapback.
You do call it Matty snapback. You're right.
Oh, but Detroit side of the ball, good old Jeff Driskel came in there, Florida alum himself,
I was wondering, I was like, where have you heard that name before?
He was on Cincinnati as well. He's not. He wasn't terrible. He's better than Drew Brees. He's better than Drew Brees. So, I mean, nobody started Jeff Driscoll. Let's get that straight. He was better than Brian Hoyer if you're looking for a bye week or a, oh crap, fill in for the last minute. But really, other than that, Kenny Golladay caught a touchdown, thank Jesus. And Marvin Jones got 5 catches for 77. And that was it for the Detroit side of the ball. Somehow they stayed in this game, and I don't know how. You can't see it. Look at the stat sheet. And it was hard to watch game. Now we go to the other side of the ball, Chicago. Again, most teams are really good when those first, like, scripted plays, that first, was it first set of 10 or 20 or whatever they have scripted? Not the Bears. Again, second week in a row, they were at, like, 10 total offensive yards after their scripted plays were done. Matt and Nagy, I don't know, man, but Trubisky throws 3 touchdowns, though. Only 173 yards, but he throws for 3. One to Taylor Gabriel, one to Tariq Cohen, and one to a tight end that nobody gives a crap about.
Okay.
And David Montgomery had 60 yards on the ground, and that was literally it. And I don't know what's going on. Even the Bears' defense wasn't good.
Nope, they sure weren't.
Yeah, Jeff Driscoll had 18 points in fantasy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fire him up.
Garbage time. It's all about that garbage time.
It is. It was a bad. It was a hard game to watch. Like, it was hard.
I didn't watch it. I had family pictures today.
Would you guys start any Detroit running back?
No.
Would you start the Miami running backs over them?
How many carries did they get this week?
I'm making it gross.
Kalen Ballage at least got 20 carries, so yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah,
you got 4 targets, so yeah.
J.D. McKissic did get 6 receptions. Granted, it was for 19 yards, but he got 6 catches.
Hey, you got to go with a winner, and I'm going with the Dolphin, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
A winner.
J.D. McKissic is the only running back I want to own there in PPR, and I don't even want to own him to start him. Mm-hmm. He is an oh crap fest. All right. That is Detroit at Chicago because that game was doo-doo. Allen Robinson. Bleep.
Yeah, sad year for him. Because he's so good.
I mean, he had 6 for 86, but you wish one of those.
Sure.
All right, Josh.
All right. I had quite the barn burner over there in Pittsburgh where the Rams played the Steelers. That's right, boys.
The defenses. Didn't both defenses score like 25 points?
The defense has played very well. And if you were wondering, is there possibly a starting quarterback that was worse than Ryan Finley? Guess what? Jared Goff. His QBR was 13.4. That's because he completed, like I said, threw the ball 41 times, only completed 22 of those, 243 yards. He was sacked 4 times. He was atrocious.
Hey, don't worry. They tried doing a fake punt, and Johnny Hecker, their backup quarterback, threw an interception too, just to milk.
Just because. Why not? The best player on the team, Todd Gurley, did get the ball 12 times and looked great. So what they did is they didn't give him the ball that much because it's smart. That's the best thing to do is if your best player is having a great game, don't give him the ball.
Yeah, shut him down. Yep.
Don't. Yeah, sure. That's the best thing you got to do. Now, Robert Woods was a bit of a highlight. Him and Gerald Everett in PPR, they helped you out quite a bit. Robert Woods had 7 for 95. He got 11 targets, and Gerald Everett led the team in targets with 12. He had 8 for 68. So that was one of the guys that I picked for FSA. I feel pretty good about it because he did help out there. He was one of my heroes this week. Other than that, dude, I mean, whenever a guy named Munt, M-U-N-D-T, catches more passes than you, Cooper Kupp, I'm sorry, bud, you really let everyone down today.
Bum.
Yeah.
Was Minka shadowing him? Like, what happened?
Minka is a safety. So, no, it wasn't Minka Fitzpatrick. Yeah, it wasn't him. No, don't worry about that.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you got to remember, they have Justin Hayden. I mean, they have a great backfield, and they really focused on shutting Cooper Kupp down today. And it worked.
Yeah.
On the other side of the ball, if you were hoping that Jalen Samuels would be your James Conner fill-in, well, that didn't work. That blew up in your face today. He got the ball 14 times, and then this guy named Brooks James got the ball 6 times, Trey Edmonds 4 times. Like, it was just a crap fest of Pittsburgh. They don't care about your fantasy team, obviously. I mean, Mason Rudolph.
Do you have the target numbers for Jalen Samuels? Do you know how many targets he got? I can look it up.
No, I got it right here in front of me. Jalen Samuels had 7 targets, and he caught 3 passes for 11 yards.
Still 7 targets for a running back is good.
It is. He's getting a lot of volume in the passing game, but still. Oof.
Yeah.
The offense is just bad.
The offense is bad, and they're winning, so why should they care? James Washington actually had a good game, 6 for 90 and a tug.
But you're starting Jalen Samuels over Dolphins backs and Detroit backs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Probably Chicago running backs.
Absolutely. And you might even get to the point where you're starting Mason Rudolph now. I mean, you know, he's a guy with blood and cells. So, you know, if you want to.
I actually like Tariq Cohen out of all the guys you just talked about there. So I would rather start him. And I did, as a matter of fact. And he had a decent day.
So with this, and this brings me to those, now with the Matt Stafford thing, 17 teams, there's 32, so more than half have started more than one quarterback this year. That is crazy. And no wonder fantasy's been a little bit more difficult to predict this year, is because you know, over half of your quarterbacks aren't there throwing to their guys who need them. This has been a crazy year for fantasy football.
And you're talking about solid guys that have been like Drew Brees, who hardly misses games, and really Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady are the only two like steady guys that have been there for years that haven't missed games.
Yeah, but
Aaron Rodgers didn't miss games, but let's be honest, Aaron Rodgers for a while was just straight trash.
But yeah. Rivers has fallen off a cliff, and you're seeing the old guard start to hit that.
No offensive line. Which is the same thing I'll say with Mason Rudolph. There were plays where they were showing blitz. You know what the offensive line, you know which guy they decided not to block on multiple occasions? Aaron Donald. Hey, we'll just not block him because he won't see that
coming.
That's smart.
We won't know
what the best thing to do. Monster. Yeah. You can get people killed doing that kind of stuff. Like,
you don't get it.
And they have gotten Mason Rudolph killed.
No, I mean literally killed. If you don't block Aaron Donald, you could literally watch a man's head fly off his body. It's very possible.
Did you not see when Mason Rudolph got his head knocked off his body and they had like, the face mask off?
I told you I had family pictures today. I did not see
it. No, this was like a couple weeks ago. Against Baltimore.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. All right. All right, cool. That's really it. You got anything else for that game? Sorry.
No, that's it.
I need to bring him Washington.
That's it. James Washington was the only highlight for Pittsburgh, really.
All right. Well, my last game, Carolina at Green Bay. Christian McCaffrey saved the day towards the end there with that touchdown. He got 20 carries, 6 catches. Dude's really good. Man, if he didn't have that last touchdown and punched it in and won the game for him. Riverboat Ron. Can we talk about Riverboat Ron?
Is he still Riverboat Ron?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you not see what he – oh, you
was that family picture?
What a moron.
All right, so the Panthers are driving down. There's 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They get a touchdown, 16-24.
Idiot.
They decide, let's go for 2. I'll help you with math here. If you go for 1, you're down by 7.
Why?
Yeah. Instead of 9.
11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Not like it's a really like, oh God, we got to like really score a bunch of points really fast. He said, let's go for 2.
Oh, Ron.
Instead of just kicking the foot.
I don't understand maybe, the confidence because you've literally got the best running back. Well, arguably the best running back in the league.
No, they threw the ball. They threw it
to Christian McCaffrey.
They threw it.
No.
No, they didn't. They threw it to – I don't even know who they threw it to. It was at the back of the end zone. It was bad. I think it was Hockenson. And that dude, only thing he catches is concussions.
Well, Hockenson plays for a different team, so.
Oh, that's – sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. Well, it wasn't Olsen. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who it was. It could have been Hockenson because it didn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
DJ Moore, though, 9 for 120. He's the quarterback there. Allen's going to be the quarterback all year, so DJ Moore's good to go. Curtis Samuel did get a touchdown early in the game. But other than that, it was pretty much a blow game. And then Greg Olsen, we talked about him.
Yep.
Green Bay, though. Aaron Rodgers. Now, both the running backs got the same amount of carries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
The biggest difference is that Aaron Jones got all the touchdowns.
Yep, sure did.
All 3 of them. And Devontae Adams, is he the only wide receiver to have in Green Bay now? Now that he's back, dump all the other
dudes. Yeah. The rest of them are just so inconsistent.
Yep. And Jimmy Graham is a tight end with a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Is he?
He almost had a touchdown.
I mean, almost. He's a good streaming option if you're – I mean, we've had a lot of bye weeks, so – or like, yeah, we've had a lot of guys.
He's a tight end with a heartbeat, man. Kyle Rudolph has 2 touchdowns today. We don't know what's going on with tight ends.
We sure don't. No. We sure don't.
That's why I traded for Travis Kelce.
Yep. And that's really about it.
Did I do? I haven't done Dolphins Colts. I don't think. Did we do it?
Yeah, you should have one more. No, you should have one
well,
more.
Well, then I got the Vikings Cowboys game that's going on right now too.
Yeah, but
we'll talk about it. Anyway, I think that's it. All right. So Miami and Indianapolis. Brian Hoyer. If hopefully you got word that the brisket was hurt beforehand and had a better option. If you had to play Brian, oof, 204 yards and 3 picks. He did have a score, but. Tough day. 4.4 QBR. I don't even know how to do that math. But anyway.
It's 4 out of 100. It's pretty simple. He's an idiot. He's playing horrible.
He's real bad. Marlon Mack, 19 for 74. Did not get in the end zone. Did not see much work in the passing game. Tough day. Eric Ebron, Jack Doyle. I called Jack Doyle as, you know, Brad always likes to say, which one would you play? I did pick Jack Doyle. He did get in the end zone, but Eric Ebron had 5 for 56, so you can play either of those guys. They're kind of interchangeable.
And he had a bunch of drops.
He loves to drop the football, unless it's Andy Luck going to him over and over again. However, Ebron did get 12 targets because he cried about not being involved enough in the offense, and bingo. he got some targets. So work on them dropsies, Eric. You nerd. Okay. And on the Miami side of the ball, Fitzmagic. Has no magic left, apparently. He had a decent QBR, but yeah. 100.
He ran for a touchdown.
Okay, great. Did he? Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, that's the only touchdown on the stat sheet there. Sad panda. Kalen Ballage, 20 for 43, and he did get some work in the passing game, but not much.
And he's the only running back on the roster. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, they got that other guy.
There's really nobody to start on Miami. If you have to start people in your PPR, Devontae Parker is okay.
They're on what's called a win streak.
Yeah, okay, great. Because the brisket was hurt. Doesn't mean they're good. Doesn't mean they're going to get you a lot of fantasy points. Mm. Devontae Parker, probably your only option because he continues to get the volume. He had 10 targets, 5 for 69. Probably an okay flex option. What is that hideous thing on your shirt, Joshua?
It's Cotton Candy Randy. Hi, daddies.
And then real quick, if you've got Dalvin Cook, he is balling out of control right now. He's got 83 yards on the ground with a score, and he's got 6 for 86 through the air.
He's very good at football.
And if you got Kyle Rudolph, he got a 2-point conversion. So we do have one more game to cover. Josh, you don't have any more games, right?
I'm done until tomorrow night.
Mm.
And Eric, you got just this game is currently going. We, like Josh said, we haven't covered the Thursday game, so I'll just go ahead and hit it since I'm a Chargers fan and I watched the whole game and the Chargers came
Sorry
up short
about your
again,
life.
Like always. That's what happens. That's what happens with the Chargers. One good thing, Melvin Gordon, he's the guy now. 22 carries, 108 yards, got the touchdown, got all the work. Passing work wasn't much different between him and Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler did get a receiving touchdown, so if you put him in as a streamer, he got you.
I like him
points,
in the flex.
Great, but Hunter Henry is a good tight end to have because he got another touchdown and he gets work. Keenan Allen, though, kind of bounced back. Still not a touchdown, but 8 for 68. That's more of a Keenan Allen game. And like we said, he was getting the target share. He was the guy to go to. And then Phillip Rivers, 3 interceptions, could have been 6. there were plenty that got dropped and tipped and called back for penalties. Mm. Oakland side of the ball, Derek Carr's just being – efficient. Like, it's nothing flashy he's doing. He's just being a good NFL quarterback. For fantasy,
That's all Gruden wants out of him. Let Josh Jacobs run with his sprained AC joint and carry the team.
Yeah, give him the shot and let him go. Josh Jacobs, 16 carries, 71 yards, and a touchdown. That touchdown run was a nice one. Jalen Richard, Jalen Richard is the passing down back there, though. Because with Josh Jacobs having this problem with his shoulder, Jalen Richard's getting work in the passing game. He tied Hunter Renfrow for the most catches. They both had 4. One was for 43, one was for 42. Darren Waller, teams are starting to cover him. I mean, they're just starting to, you know, he's part of the game plan now. So we'll see what they do to get him involved going forward. But I'm still starting Darren Waller. You can't bench Darren Waller. I mean, he might be getting outperformed by Kyle Rudolph, but next week we're still going to say start Darren Waller, set Kyle Rudolph, right?
Well, yeah, it's not every week Kyle Rudolph's going to get 2 scores and a 2-point conversion. That's once in a blue moon for him. Darren Waller will be the more consistent presence for you, yeah.
If you do have an empty bench spot, Hunter Renfro's probably out there. I'd say throw him on your bench. He's another Cole Beasley-type guy, man.
He's scrappy. He's a gym rat.
Yep. He finds ways to get open.
Scrappy. I love that episode of the league.
And we already talked about Terrence Williams.
Yep.
But this was that game. Great game.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland defense, though, looked good. Three picks, bunch of sacks. It's
getting there.
That rebuild didn't take long, did it?
I mean, they're not even done rebuilding. They still have a bunch of draft picks going forward with all that stuff they traded.
Yeah, considering they got rid of Amari, they got rid of Khalil Mack, like, and Antonio Brown, and they got rid of – they wasted third-round picks, you know, on guys like – what was that Pittsburgh wide receiver who didn't play anymore because of the drugs?
Martavis
Bryant. Yeah, so they've wasted picks on Pittsburgh wide receivers two years in a row.
Twice.
Yeah. And they're 5-4, man. I mean, they're almost
– And then they're –
They're good.
Their first round safety they drafted is out with a shoulder injury as well. The Salmon guy.
Yeah, I mean they're legit. They got Cleveland Farrell still. I mean, he's starting to pick up the pace. Yeah, it's good, man. It's good.
They're gonna have a good team when they go to Vegas.
Oh, I can't wait to see them next year.
I'm telling you, man, get them season tickets now.
Get them early. This what sucks though. If they have a good season, the ticket prices are gonna be high next year. If they had a poo poo season again, you could have bought them for
nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It'll buff out.
Should get in there. Should get them.
But that's it for the games, boys. We got to finish out this Sunday game and the Monday game. We'll see you all. Everybody have a happy Veterans Day. And Veterans Deferring Veterans, hit it up. Links in the bio.
That's right. VRV, baby.
All right, Josh. Send us home.
Thanks for tuning in to Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Eric. He's Brad. He's Josh. We appreciate you guys. You can hit us up on Twitter at Empty Wagon FF. We have Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram all right there. Brad is going to be at Tech Jones. Eric is at GunsOfEld19. But that's not actually your handle. What is your handle?
My handle is shall not be named on air because it's terrible. It's an old email address from high school, and we're not talking about it because it's because I had a second phone, and it's messed up.
But that's how people find you. But that's how people find you. We need to know Enrico Suave Knight. What is it? What is it? Anyway.
Yeah, it's at Enrico Suave. I think is it 2-6 on there or is it just Enrico Suave? It makes me so sad.
Yeah, 2-6. Yeah. All right, so there's that one. I'm an idiot. FF Josh Hughes. Thanks for tuning in. We love you guys. We will see you in a couple days.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.